Sci-Fi.
Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi here on shrubhomevideo.com. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Erin.
We got a Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. You get two bonus episodes a week, and it's like, you know, pretty cheap. I think it's worth it.
Cheap Bye. Thrills.
Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend, writer, actor, and comedian Fred Stoller, author of 5 Minutes to Kill, right here. And maybe we'll have you back. What's the subtitle on Maybe We'll Have You Back?
The Life of a Perennial TV Guest Star. Which I'm not so perennial anymore. An old book.
It's not an evergreen title.
I milk that, yes. I'm not the perennial guy popping in from one show to another. Then the sad story was, I appear on these shows, I'm never a regular. Now I never appear. No, somebody thinks. But yes.
But the 5 Minutes to Kill audiobook just came out.
Yes.
And we have some codes we're going to give away. We haven't figured out how yet. If you want a code, call in. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, because when I put it out on Audible, they gave me 50. Well, I shouldn't say how many because they'll be banging on the door. Only a five, no. But I gave away around 10. I think Abed actually listened to it. For someone I was saying has ADHD, he read my book. Or maybe someone read it too. I don't read anymore. I put this out because more people like Audibles. Also,
yeah.
It's basically, do you want me to tell you what it's about?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
It's a big sci-fi thing. No. it's very sci-fi centric. No. The young people will not know. Way before YouTube and Comedy Central and Netflix, there were only like two ways a comic made it. A Johnny Carson spot, you blow up, or these HBO Young Comedian specials. Do you remember these?
Yeah, I used to watch those, yeah.
Yeah, and they were like, again, this is before, there was even before Comedy Central, there was a thing called Ha TV. It merged, but so basically, I was on the 1989 Young Comedian special, and just to set it up, the late Bob Saget, I hate saying the lates with these people, but Sam Kennison, Dice Clay, Seinfeld, Roseanne Barr, they were part of a big Young Comedian special. Rodney hosted a bunch, and a lot of them, as they say, blew up. So they were big things. So I found it interesting that when I was on, the six of us, two of them made it from the special. Rob Schneider and David Spade got Saturday Night Live from it. I was sort of whatever, middle, meaning, I don't know. One guy killed him. I shouldn't say. Two of them are dead. I shouldn't say hi. How? One woman is catering. She's struggling. So I didn't make it big, but I'm not catering or dead yet.
Right.
I'm not catering yet. And you get it? The jokers are dead yet. So basically, it's following every one of us on our big break, supposed big break, from that to present, so it's like, if you're a comedy nerd, I think you'll like it. So basically it was a labor of love, as they said, you know, I'm getting the same money, get some jelly beans as what you're getting here.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do it. And, it took a long time to do it because there were leaf blowers outside.
Right.
And, you know, stuff and people banging on the window.
Just the neighbor telling you to shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants it, I'll give you some downloads to give out.
Cool.
That's pretty cool. I definitely watched all those comedy specials back then. And,
really? You look too young. I'm
46.
They stopped around 95-ish, I think.
I remember Stand Up Spotlight. Do you remember that?
That was on
Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, yeah.
Well, when I first moved to L.A. in the late 80s, 90s, if you're a comedian, you can make a marginal living. There was VH1 Stand Up Spotlight. There were the Comic Strip Live. There was John Biner had one. All these, the same format, comedians doing 6 minutes. There was another one. It was Caroline's. Carol Leifer hosted. All these people just doing this. Oh, yeah, Evening at the Improv. And there was a few others just on all these, on A&E, all these.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was all these like 90s.
And then Apollo, of course.
Yes, yes. That was, I guess.
Did you ever try to do that?
No, I never tried.
Oh, man, that would have been the best.
Actually, the one thing One of my regrets is not a big regret. Well, I used to do these jokes. I'm a thrill seeker. I live on the edge. I'm a badass. I drank milk that expired yesterday. I don't care.
Right.
I'll do it again. I left the pen overnight with the cap off. And Sam Kennison got a kick out of that because he actually had a tour with Sam Kennison and the Rebels. But they were Rebels. Hey, we do coke all night. We beat up whores, whatever. And they wanted me to tour with them in Vegas because it's funny. One Rebel comes out after another. Yeah, let's do coke. Let's piss on the floor. I don't know what voice that is. And then bringing me up. I'm a thrill seeker. I said that. But I would have had to have been in Vegas for a month. And I was started auditioning. And I mean, I think it would have got old, you know.
Right.
But it would have been a great story. Me and the Kennison Outlaws.
Well,
that's funny.
We do a lot of conspiracy talk, paranormal talk, aliens and whatnot. How into that world are you? Do you digest any of the
I am the Michael Jordan of not believing in ghosts.
Okay.
I mean, I love this house is haunted. You know, I'm as insanely cynical, but I used to get a kick out of. There was a show. I got a copy of it somewhere online. But do you remember VH1 had? I love things with cheesy celebrities, and they had one where cheesy celebrity. Well, I shouldn't say cheesy. They had Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters. It was celebrity paranormal, where they wear something on their head. You know that thing, go to like, this is the legend of whatever. They make up some nonsense, some farm where Uncle Jekami, who owned it, died and, you know, killed 8 horses or something. And they'd have like Gilbert Gottfried, I remember. And people,
I don't remember this at all. No, what era was this?
Sounds awesome.
I loved it. So, but yes, no, you mentioned crop dusting or?
Oh, crop circles, yeah.
That was the one of the M. Night Shyamalan movies I didn't see.
Oh, yeah, Signs, yeah.
Was that good?
I thought it was fun.
I thought it was fun, yeah, I liked it.
No, it's not. No. It's not good.
It's definitely bad, but it's fun.
It's bad.
I'm not going to say it's bad. I'm going to say I liked
the
it.
The only...
She's not going to say it's bad. You know why? You're in the... No, I'm just kidding.
I know,
no,
right?
No. Let me tell you why. No. There was a brief time. Does anyone remember this? For a while, I guess Siskel and Ebert both died. Do you remember them? Are you too young?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to.
And do you remember
them?
They
gave, them? Like, yeah. Great review. Yeah. I mean, you know.
No, they started that template of all these sports idiots. Dude, you know, they're arguing back and forth and fake arguing. You ever see those sports shows?
Like, yeah. Around the horn and stuff.
Yeah, and it's the same thing, like the bravado. I'm the best at this. You know,
I know what's a better movie.
Yeah, and they always sometimes agree, but they got to pretend they're arguing. LeBron should not do this. But, okay, so the Siskel and Ebert died, and they would, or one of them died, and they were trying out different, until they had permanent people. So for a while they were having guest people every week, like the late Fred Willard, Kevin Smith, actors.
Yeah.
Who Kevin Smith could, and some movies you know were garbage, but he wouldn't put down renowned directors they want to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was my conspiracy.
Yeah. The only good M. Night Shyamalan movie to watch, ironically, I think, is
Unbreakable.
The Happening. What the Happening that? Is like comically bad. It's Mark. The Happening. Yeah, is that right?
Uh-huh. No, yeah, no. I'm just like, you're gonna tell people to watch The Happening,
oh,
and
yeah.
You tell them not to watch Signs.
If you want to have fun and rip on a movie, watch The Happening.
It opens with a monologue of Mark Wahlberg talking about bees.
Okay, wait,
you guys, gotta do these bees. What's going on with these bees?
You guys know why all these bees are dying?
Well, that would be funny. But actually, Quentin Tarantino has been interviewed. His favorite movies from Unbreakable, he said it was marketed wrong. He said it should have been, what would it be happen if someone was Superman and they didn't know it? That's what he thought was so brilliant.
Yeah, no, Unbreakable's really good.
Yeah.
But it's also just kind of the first act of a story.
Yes, then it's ridiculous. But it was interesting. I mean, you know, the first one was, I mean, classic.
Yes.
I like movies where people die and they're happy that death is their relief. like Jacob's Ladder. Did you ever see that?
I've never seen it.
It's so crazy.
Well, when I was a kid, people were
did
like,
"Did you ever see Jacob's Ladder?"
Yeah,
it's like, oh, that was.
I saw it when I was too young, so I do need to rewatch it again.
This is what I say. People say, "Are you a horror fan or a sci-fi fan?" I'm not in that. I don't go see any horror sci-fi, but I love movies that transcend the genre.
Yeah,
like The Descent. Remember with the cave?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to be a horror fan, and Jacob's Ladder was that, where it wasn't. Oh, another movie where death is a relief. An American Werewolf in London. That was a great movie. Remember that one?
I never saw that either.
Okay, that was. You don't have to be a horror fan. That's my favorite movies.
Really? Because I'm not a horror fan.
That's a movie just about finding peace. And yes, so those are my favorite movies where you don't have to be a horror fan.
The Fly?
I never fell in love with the Jeff Goldblum one.
Yeah.
Never. I. You know, some movies.
The Cronenberg gross out stuff.
I just saw the last Cronenberg thing. It made no sense.
He's still doing stuff.
Yes.
Well, we have something here on the show called the Wow Scale. It stands for Waiter Willie. It's a. I always get thrown out of my rhythm.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Or an Aaron.
Yeah, someday we'll update that song.
I'm going to interrupt.
Okay.
You're a nice guy.
Thank you.
And I remember you won an award for the biggest asshole at
I think it was an in joke.
Every year we used to have like a joke award.
I see.
And that was
I threw it in the trash. I did.
Oh, that sucks. Come on.
You just play assholes in the Channel 101 movies.
Yeah, basically, I was a bad guy a lot of the time, so I was like the best asshole.
This is the last time I'm interrupting, because I'm practicing not interrupting, but before I forget, when I was on Obit's thing, what was my first Channel 101 thing? And I couldn't think of the title, but it was sort of like...
Were you in
Two Girls, One Cup.
Groove Fighters? Oh.
Yes, well, not Groove Fighters, but there was something that was...
It wasn't Two Girls, One Cup?
No, a Top Gun... parody with Eric Acosta.
No, that was mine.
Yes, what was it?
That was me and Eric. It was called Top Failed Pilots.
Yes.
It was also an in-joke because we called the best show that didn't get enough votes the Top Failed Pilot. And so we just did a Top Gun parody. I remember we made you say the end line from Top Gun. You had no idea what you were saying.
I still haven't seen Top Gun.
Me neither.
But I was trying to recall. It was someplace near, like, downtown near the courts. You remember?
It was a school that Eric's wife worked at.
Oh, right.
And I don't know the name of the school.
Yes.
But yeah,
Top Pilots. That's right. If you can ever find the copy, the link.
It's online. I'll send it to you.
Okay, fun.
All right.
No more interrupting.
It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of it, I will give you a score. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. If you're in the middle, you're more of an Aaron. Don't worry about those numbers. Just answer the questions.
Let me order here, or
are you ready?
I go first.
Oh, well, I'm going to ask you questions.
Okay,
so I'll technically go first. Okay. These guys don't do it; they're just here.
All right.
Are you ready to be weighed on the WoW scale?
I am.
All right. First question is a 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Okay, I know I'm going to avoid it by saying I believe in other life forms, but they're not the aliens you'll see in a movie where they're like a lizard and they come down.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I believe in aliens or some form other than us.
Okay.
What's the second part?
Have they visited Earth?
I think not, because I think not.
Okay. So then they haven't visited Earth in the last 300 years either.
No.
Ghosts, you already said you are the Michael Jordan of...
Yeah, it's just nonsense.
Of de-dunking ghosts.
Yeah. I don't believe in the spirits or that. I'd be the guy, if this is a movie right now, then, yeah.
Right.
I'd be the guy, getting killed.
What about...
believing in them very much.
What about our friend here, Bigfoot?
Bigfoot...
You believe in
him? You see, well, I'm going to interject one thing. I grew up before the internet, so I'm not as conspiracy thing because I couldn't research and look and this. You know what I mean? So I don't even know much about Bigfoot. I'm going to say I don't think so because we would have had severe proof rather than the fuzzy things on. Right, they used to be on National Geographic or National. What is it called?
Inquirer,
like covers.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes. So I'd say it's more not than is. Meaning it's possible, but I'm leaning towards more not.
Okay. What about psychics?
I'd say I believe in some, but 99.9% who call themselves that are frauds.
Yeah, grifters. Have you ever been to a psychic?
Well, once I was on a date, and it turned out she set up a psychic thing, and I had to be her assistant. I don't know how it happened.
What?
I thought we were going out, and she set up like a thing at a singles convention, and we got kicked out, and she was yelling at me to take down emails. But no, I Dr. Drew, I'm name dropping.
And now you got married, right? She's your wife now?
No. Dr. Drew's wife had a podcast with psychics, and I went on it, and we called my mother, and they talked to my dead father from, you know, and they were so accurate.
No, really?
No.
Oh, okay.
My father was sadly very like shell-shocked, as they said, in World War II, hardly spoke. Morris, oh, you want Pearl to talk to Morris? He's at heaven greeting everyone. He was the life of the party. No. So I think there might be some psychics, but I believe, well, this sounds so corny, in having a psychic vibe about something, like, I got a feeling that you're like this.
Like I
have a great intuition.
Right.
Like who's a hack, who's a good person. But I'm not going to go, Willie or Wade, when you go home, don't make a left turn on Alvarado.
Because then you would be not near your home.
That's nowhere near where you live. Yeah, so I believe that there may be a few, but most of it's nonsense.
Yeah. All right, what about, are you superstitious yourself?
I've had some bouts with OCD, and I fought it. It happened when I got my first cat, because someone said, like, you know, the kittens can drown in the toilet. So all of a sudden I had to look. And I had to look three times. It always had to be three. So it was, I've had some OCD I've battled. Yes. Is that superstition?
I don't think so. I think superstition would be more...
I've had my own rituals, not from ones they come up with, you know, other people.
Right.
Step on a crack?
Yes.
Yeah, any of those, like... You root for some sports, right?
What?
Like, do you root for sports?
I record sports.
No, you root. Do you have any sports allegiances?
You know, it's weird. With basketball, I used to like teams, but now I just like stories. Like, oh,
yeah,
this would be interesting. I get sick of the same people winning every year, or this guy's a good guy, or this team is such a racist city.
Oh, that's Boston, yeah.
So I root against people, or like the year LeBron won in Cleveland, that was a good story.
That was fun.
So I like sports if there's a comeback, if there's a specific story.
We're Nuggets guys here, so we've got the best story for next season, which is we'll finally be healthy, it's going to be this great like comeback story. So get ready. Get ready for the Nuggets.
There's one guy... I was following Isaiah Thomas, who's not a younger version, who I felt bad.
You know why he's called Isaiah Thomas?
After
his dad lost a bet. He hated Isaiah Thomas.
Get out of here.
He lost a bet and that he would have to name his kid. Like,
get out of here. Are you kidding me?
Hated. I'm serious.
Well, I follow him on Twitter, and I felt bad. He was only 32. Now he's 33, and he was an all-star. And I root for, like, the people from the CBA or the 10-day contracts.
Yeah, yeah.
That was analogous to my book. Like, so, yeah, so I like little stories like that.
All right. Well, you're like a – I want to call you a zero. We'll call you a one.
Then I'm not like you.
You are like me. You're more like me than Willie.
I see.
You're sort of
you're
like –
a little more skeptical about this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the crazy. Aaron's leaning crazy.
I'm middle-leaning crazy.
I mean, she's pretty crazy, too.
They're both pretty crazy.
I at least sometimes back up my crazy with facts.
When I take an edible, I really feel like the like this is like the Matrix, like a pod where There's no such thing as Joe Rogan. There's no such thing as Trump. Like, sometimes I like the feeling we're in a movie where there's a fictional guy like Trump, you know, and it's a fictional, like, you know how, like, you'll see a movie, they'll have the fictional version of the Joe Rogan of that world, or the president.
Yeah.
I feel sometimes we're in some fictional version, and there's no such thing as Fred Stoller. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes I have those feelings on Inedible, and also in life, like, that, yeah, like it's all like made up in our head, like, you know, like we're pretend. We're like, I like the pod theory.
Yeah, simulation theory. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, Willie, why don't you hit us with that topic?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, crop circles. Are these things have been, wait, hold on. Geometric energy? Messages from aliens? It doesn't even matter because they've all been debunked. Of course, these are performed by wheat hackers. So there's a lot of stuff they're not telling about crop circles, and it's pretty compelling. Let's talk about crop circles tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Now I'm interrupting again. I remember a conspiracy growing up. There were the things, Chariots of the Gods.
Oh,
gods.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There were these paperbacks called Chariots of the Gods.
Yeah,
remember that book?
Yeah, that was it later turned into a feature that was released in theaters, and it really was the idea that I mean, it all started. I'll just do a quick thing about that. It all started from there was a group of people that hadn't seen technology yet, and they flew a plane over them, and then the next time they flew over them, they had made a structure that looked like their plane, and they were treating it as if they had seen a god. And so the whole idea was...
The gods must be crazy.
Well, but in Chariots of the Gods, that's how it starts out too, because the civilization that hadn't seen technology thought gods flew over them, and it was just us.
Gods Must Be Crazy was the Coke bottle, right?
Was it what?
Coke bottle?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I'm bad with the tangent. All right, I'm going to ask you a question about conspiracies. Do any of you believe someone is not dead that they say is dead? Like,
I could lean towards maybe Tupac. And I mean, I don't think Hitler committed suicide. I think he got away. And
really?
Yeah, it doesn't. All the accounts of him being
dead, I wouldn't dispute that too much.
We're just from the
what
people
about Paul
that
McCartney?
From.
Do you actually not believe the Paul McCartney stuff? You just
I
like to
think
irritate
that
me.
Paul McCartney early on was switched out with Billy Pepper and the Pepper Potts.
Oh, he's making that up.
But
no, you're not. You're,
he's serious.
He's serious.
No.
He's serious.
But and so like,
I really
your face, yes
the guy like. Took over his life, you know. He's the new.
You're not
Paul
messing
McCartney.
With me.
I.
It's a real. No. It's a real conspiracy that has like a lot of. People
oh, but he's
behind
pretending
it.
He believes it.
No.
Wait a minute.
He believes in this shit. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
He believes in all
so
this
Elvis
stuff.
Dead is not crazy.
Oh, we just did Elvis.
Yeah,
we
did Elvis.
I think that he may have gone into. There's a chance he went into witness protection.
Well, I knew it'd be.
I'm pretty
fun.
Sure he did.
I know Andy Kaufman's dead. That's not a stunt. Yeah. He's not going to come back. And who was the other one? Jim Morrison? Nah, he's dead.
Yeah,
he's dead. Because if he, the thing they, I'd say about Belushi or Chris Farley, if they wouldn't have died, they would have died.
Yeah.
Okay. I found that interesting, but I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Judging.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So get ready, because
okay.
We're talking to a guy
I'm
who
I'm
going to
shut up and learn.
In crop circles.
All right.
So what do you guys got? Who wants to start?
Well, okay, so crop circles is this phenomenon where shapes were showing up in fields.
Wait a minute, Paul McCartney. I'm just kidding. Wait a minute.
Right? It's pretty funny.
If could I Google this later and see more stuff that there's other people that believe this?
Okay. I'll send you the best stuff that I've seen of Paul McCartney because it's compelling.
Okay.
So they started finding these. I think in the 70s they were finding these shapes in the fields. Oh, look, here's a circle. Oh, here's a. Remember that Led Zeppelin album?
I think it's from way before.
I think it's from way before too. This is when it got popular. I definitely think it's from way before.
Yeah,
also.
When they started researching it was like the 70s, documenting and researching it.
I think in the 90s, maybe these two guys came out and said that they were doing the crop circles. And
they had a plank of wood and two ropes, and they would just go through and like make these circles, and they proved that it could be done in like a night.
But just a simple circle. Just a simple circle.
Yeah, just like a really simple, shitty circle.
All right.
Are people commenting?
Yeah.
It's as serious, someone said. Okay, I know. Well,
but they've had some really... I should have sent you some pictures, but you know, it doesn't matter. You don't need to know anything because we're like a conversation about this stuff. Sure. But like, there have been some pretty technological... I mean, like some pretty mathematical...
That's like that... That, you know, the M. Night Shyamalan
thing. Yeah, M. Night Shenanigans.
I got my glasses on. I'm serious now.
But these two guys claimed to have done it, and everybody was just like, okay, well, this is done. We don't need to pay attention to this anymore.
Have you seen Shaq? Hello, I'm Shaq. I'm serious. Got glasses. No. You know what I'm saying?
Is that what he does
when he goes on Ernie? Right. Yeah, Ernie. Sorry, I've seen too many Gilbert things after he died, YouTube things, and I'm influenced.
But no, don't cut yourself off. For all the people that thought that these guys did them all, they're finding these crop circles in 23 different countries, 3 different continents. This is just the 90s. Why don't you run for a little bit? Because I feel like I have more stuff that is after the... Well, hold on. A lot of people say when you get into these crop circles, they feel different. If your car was parked close to where a crop circle was made, the next day it won't start up. Like electrical stuff.
Then you have to live in the crop circle. When is this wheat going to bloom?
And then they say that a lot of them... When the people debunked them and they walk with the wood planks, a lot of those stalks were broken. But in the crop circles, when they've analyzed them, the stalks were bent, not broken. And so there's the it's easy to debunk the debunkers. You're itching to go.
I'm like so itching to go. All this is like honest to goodness research about this. Okay, so crop circles, yes, they show up overnight, often overnight. Only the largest ones have had multiple nights where it's expanded on, and that's only happened in like 3 or 4 crop circles that are being observed. They happen around summertime around the world during harvest seasons. And you can tell that there's actually something happening because military helicopters will show up and be observing the day after one shows up. And a lot of people say that when people camp overnight, because there's a lot of places where this happens often, so it's pretty common for people to camp out and to show up the next morning and like something's there. And some people have recorded balls of light like in the fields. But honest research, the BHT Research Company, which is based in Utah, they were given plant and soil samples from these crop circles, and their analysis shows that so the ground and the plants were superheated within nanosecond bursts. So like nanosecond bursts of intense electromagnetic energy. And they can tell this because all of the water was drawn up from the ground into the plants. And then when it was superheated, it would turn into steam and soften the plant. And the steam, if it was too intense, would bust out of the nodes. And if you try to break any kind of blade of plant at the node, it will either break above or
below.
What's
a node?
A node is like a part in a plant where the leaves come out of.
Okay.
There's like a big, it's like a thicker part in the stalk. So when they're superheated, it's way easier to bend them. So all of the, in like a hoax crop, yeah, they're going to be broken and it's going to be kind of mishmashed. But in all of these like true crop circles, the wheat or whatever it is looks like it's been braided together.
Does anyone have any Adderall? I need to focus.
In a pattern.
Someone's giving me directions. Yeah. All right, you make a left.
I'll take Adderall too, but for a different reason. Okay.
But the ones that are bent like 1 inch above the ground, which is almost impossible to do if you're just stomping on it, like a perfect bend, not a break.
A lot of farmers that, because first off, farmers don't want this shit to happen to their crops. Because then you got people out there, they've lost some of their yield, and then you've got spectators. And people say, like,
leave this. Farmers wouldn't do it to themselves, you're saying.
Yeah, and they're like, leave this alone. Like, This is important.
Yeah, but then they just come out with their shotgun, right?
Yeah.
Get out of here, you kids.
But I will say,
the old farmer move.
A lot of, there was like a doctor named Dr. Levengood, and he discovered when studying yields of crops post crop circle that the field that's affected within the electromagnetic energy of the crop circle would have up to three to four times the amount of seeds yielded. And the seeds grown from that grow at an increased rate of growth. And that he tried to replicate the effect in a lab and found that the seeds that he kind of affected the same way had a higher seed growth rate. They needed less water and they're more resistant to UV heat. So it's like a stress protector over these seeds. And he tried to give it to like food companies around the world, like grain companies, to be like, hey, this can help solve like world hunger. Nobody cared because you can't really make money off of that. So it's just interesting.
Wait, so I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
When these crop circles happen and they are bent,
mm-hmm.
Do they come back up?
When left, I mean, normally the ones that are legit, the crop will grow back up.
Yeah, yeah.
The ones that were, you know, people faking it, those are all broken. That dies, but they do stand up like a couple weeks later.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And so here's the whole thing. The whole idea that a lot of people think about crop circles is a lot of them happen around ancient sites. Some of the most prolific ones that just the field happens like at least once a year is right next to Stonehenge.
Yeah.
And so some people think that maybe these used to be sites that we used to find important, and these are crops that like are important to our survival, especially more back in the day when you're just growing crops for smaller communities. And so some people think that this is a communication happening from another race of intelligent beings. Because this is a lame question, but how do you introduce yourself to somebody? The language isn't going to match up. So maybe you just throw some geometry out there and see, like, if you're smart, a civilization that's smart, you will recognize the geometry and be like, this is
thought of it. They're
from the gods. Yeah. Or from something more important.
I have a video that
Wait,
I sent to Kevin.
I want
to
set that up, though.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, set up my video.
Because you'd think that if you believed that this was a UFO or something, that it would be just a giant spaceship, right? Because they're circles, and that's what we think of. We think of UFOs as like flying saucers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that. It's that they're just orbs.
They're like these orbs, and there's actually been accounts of people, a group of people saying that they've saw the orbs kind of touch down and like morph into a humanoid, which sounds like weird, but if it's already a light phenomena, like I think that it's possible it can just morph. But
they're super hot.
And yeah, they're super babe. So Kevin has a clip. This is a clip from a news show, and it's I think it's from 1998, but it's the only clip I can find of anyone catching orbs making a crop circle. Go ahead, Kevin.
Can you make it big, too?
Yeah, can you make it big upstairs? Oh, 1996. Sorry, 98. Who am I? This isn't started at 21.
Skip to 21.
No, it's right here.
Oh, never mind.
So this is the video. See, in the field, it just appears. And this is like a documented crop circle. So this is the same crop circle. So a military patrol confirmed this. Thanks, Kevin. That's all I needed.
So Fred, let's take your temperature, man. Where are you standing on
well,
this?
Well, I'm leaning towards Willie because I heard last week someone didn't agree and he beat him up after the show. And I'm not an idiot.
Aaron held him and Willie just beat the shit out of him. Yeah.
And he punched. He got mad.
We yelled facts
guy.
At them. While
we'll
we're
have
doing
you on
it.
Again soon. Yes. Get it right next time.
Well, it is interesting in that if they. They wouldn't land, you know, so they would maybe communicate that way. Now, let me ask you, has there been a movie, a sci-fi movie, where, like you said, it wasn't a typical-looking spaceship, where they always have that round thing, or has there been a movie where they it wasn't a cliche kind of thing? Like, I like that movie. What was that movie? I'm an idiot. I saw this movie with, what's his name, a few years ago, with the sounds, the alien one.
Arrival.
Yeah, and I go, Nicole Kidman's still looking good. And it wasn't, I watched the whole movie, it was Amy Adams. So don't go by me. She's
Australian redhead.
Yes, I thought she was pretty good. But I like that movie, so. But they had the typical spaceship or landing. Any movies that they didn't have, like you said, the cliche orb? That's, I guess,
Darby
no other
O'Gill
way to get
and the Little People?
I don't know.
I mean, the first Star Trek is some big spaceship that comes back that's trying to answer that probe that we sent out, the Voyager.
You know, I'm going to say there could be credence to this only because I, with anxiety and ADHD, I can't follow everything. I just get confused.
No, I know. I don't follow much. So here's a lot of the early crop circles were just kind of, I would say, plain circles,
right?
Things connecting. And so the early Hopi and Zuni like helped us understand crop circles more because the way that their petroglyphs were like, oh, when this circle, it has a line connected to this circle and this one's bigger, in their petroglyphs, this represents something the bigger, like
petroglyphs, not
connecting to something smaller. So a lot of
the thing with petroglyphs. What the fuck am I saying? When there's different petroglyphs. Now, correct me. I like them. I learned a new word, petroglyph. I'm gonna keep using it. What is a petroglyph?
It's like a hieroglyph, but it's written and drawn on old, like, I guess, stone, right? I mean, like, they're
just the dirt, like,
can I just
ask
a question about the show? I'm not being facetious. How long have you been doing the show?
7 years.
Get out of here.
8 years.
Wait a minute. So you don't do political conspiracies. How do you do a different conspiracy every week? How many are there?
Well, I mean, paranormal's in there too, so we could do ghosts over and over. Okay. Somebody's got a ghost story.
All right. Oh, so you can repeat them. Okay.
There's so much stuff, though. You don't often repeat.
I mean, I don't know. It's a whole world I don't know about. I mean, yeah.
A lot of it is just us fighting. Sometimes we don't talk about the topic at all.
Did you ever have a guest
Those
that was
crazy,
kind of an asshole, and really what was wrong with you, or are they all kind of nice?
They're all nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to be the first?
I think I've already been the first.
I'm
asshole.
Out of here.
No. So because it's not political, no one really argues. It's no one gets upset. Yeah. Okay. There have been. I respect you as people. You're all good people. So I'm starting.
I'm waiting for the butt.
No, I'm starting to like. No, it's because. The Paul McCartney thing, I mean, it's just, did some of these conspiracies...
Paul McCartney thing, yes, but this is one of them where I'm like...
Where would you put flat earth stuff? Is that part
of... No, like, none of us
believe in
that.
That's not in your realm.
No.
We've tried to have, to do the topic just to like talk about it, but it's just hard.
But this is what I want to ask a flat earther, and I never met one. What would be the benefit of the United States pretending... It's flat when it's not. What was the benefit? Why did they do that? What are they covering up?
The whole idea is that if you knew that it was flat, I would say a lot of flat earthers are aligned with Christianity, and part of it is...
You mean no evolution or science?
It's like it's a control thing where it's like, well, if you know that the earth is flat, then you might know that Jesus is real and we're trying to stop people
from
believing.
Why would scientists be pretending it's round? I'm not saying you believe it. That's what I want to know.
Well, because those people are idiots.
Okay.
And I have no idea what they're...
Okay.
That was kind of my go-to very early on in this podcast. Is like, why would any of this be fake? Like, where's the money? What's the profit? And with Flat Earth, I have no idea.
The profit is disinformation in the government science, in accepted. So the minute that you debunk gravity and the shape of the planet, anything else is possible. Anything else, any crazy thing that you believe, any like kind of wild fringe thing you believe is suddenly possible.
And see, here's the parallel with this, because I thought about that question for this topic, which is like, why would anybody be trying to hide the fact that crop circles were real?
Yes.
Shouldn't scientists be paying attention to this?
Right.
And because I believe that this is real, and I have some great science stuff coming up. But
coming up, we have 10 minutes.
The idea is that if you know that an intelligent species is trying to communicate with us, there is this kind of loss of control, like, well, why should I stick to my political line, my religious beliefs, why our country isn't even the right country. I'm going to just go shoot for the stars. I'm going to go try to contact them myself and forget what I'm doing here.
Interesting.
So I feel like it's a control thing. It's a money thing. I mean, like, why do you want everyone trying to contact aliens? I personally don't want anybody from, you know, I'm this is a joke, but anybody from the South talking to aliens before me. Not that I'm important, but as of now, if aliens showed up, back a few years ago, Trump would be the guy representing us to talk to the aliens, you know?
I want to leave. This is, okay, as a kid, I was so depressed, it's going to shock you, that I saw Happy Days when they introduced Mork. And there was another thing where you could come to my planet, but you could never go back to Earth. And I remember being so depressed, go, I would take that.
Yeah, yeah.
Get me the F, I'm already cursed. Get me the fuck away from this world.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I love that thing. I want to leave. Yes. Yes, that's a great hat. Where'd you get it?
Oh, we have a caller. Let's take this caller.
Sure.
Let's take this caller really quick.
Some weird knockoff.
We sign off. Hey, caller.
Hi guys, how you doing?
Yo.
Good. What's your name?
I'm Kyle. Kyle Damon.
Oh, hi, Kyle.
What's up?
Kyle's one of our patrons.
I'm so curious. Do you actually think crop circles are real? I do. What do you think those lightning balls that made it are? And I also wanted to point out to the guest that he loves celebrities doing cheesy stuff.
I know, look at me.
He is sitting next to Bigfoot.
So. Yes, I love The Surreal Life, all those kind of shows.
Yeah.
Celebrity Weight Loss was a fun one. Fit Club. Remember that one?
So the question was, Kyle, do we think that it's real? And what do we think those lightning bolts are?
You guys are kind of talking me into the crop circle thing.
Well, here's the crazy thing, all right? So the video that you showed, I was always told was a fake, that the guy digitally made it.
In 1996?
And so it was a dissolve. And so the idea was, why is this guy aiming the camera at a field for no reason? And then these orbs show up. Anyways, whatever. I've always thought that was fake, but I believe in crop circles. The thing to look up, this thing called, I don't, if you know who Ptolemy is, he was a big math guy, basically created our math.
Are we not going to answer the question?
This is leaning towards that the...
This counts as your wrap-up, too.
Ptolemy's theorem of chords. There's this guy, General Hawkins, who wrote a book about Stonehenge decoded. He looked at some of these crop circles and discovered that within some of these newer crop circles, there were four new theorems based on the works of Euclid that weren't found in Euclid's 13 books of mathematics. And he put it out there publicly. If you are into math and you know this, like, here are four theorems that I found in crop circles that fit into Euclid's math. He should have figured these out, and he didn't. And from these four, you could actually come up with another theorem, a fifth theorem. And nobody that was out there, this was to some magazine, whatever, nobody answered, nobody figured it out. The next crop circle had the fifth theorem written into it. So here's a crazy thing where there are some crop circles out there that are using our accepted math and adding new math to it, where one of them actually even has three different speeds of light, which people are now finding out that light can have different speeds, which is crazy. But these are in the crop circles. There is information being transmitted to us next to these sacred sites that we think is bullshit. And so I think that this is a way of just kind of going like, hey, here's some information. If you guys get it, great. If you don't.
So that's what you think the balls of light are.
Like I said, I think the balls of light, I always thought that was fake. The video.
I'm helping answer Kyle's question.
The video that you showed.
Yeah.
Aaron, what do you think?
We pay for these calls per minute. That's all.
Oh, well, hang up on Kyle.
Kyle, thank you. We'll respond to your questions.
Yeah, say hey to Matt for me.
Right.
I do believe in crop circles. I think that whatever these balls of light are, they were witnessed to spin and disappear, which is like very akin to what people would say in fae lore, which I think that in modern times people think is bunk. But if you look at it as like, this is just what they had to explain things back then, it's still like something that people experience. I don't know if it's fact, but it's something people experienced enough that it became lore. So maybe it's some kind of earth energy that we can't see. I don't really know what it is.
Fred, where are you at? You believe in these orbs?
I think, you know, if there is beings that have landed and try to communicate, it would have been this way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to be nice.
No, I'm not.
You don't buy it. You're not into it.
You know, to be honest, I'm not following all these big scientific words that you researched and you're smart enough to really say no. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, these things sound smart and good, and it's like, it's not ridiculous, like, the QAnon kind of stuff, that John F. Kennedy's really alive, and this doesn't sound as crazy as other stuff could be.
I'll take that, not be. As crazy.
If I really was smart, yeah, and understood and followed.
That sounds like an endorsement.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
Not that crazy.
Yeah. Right. It could be if I was smart enough to follow and understand these words.
And that's the whole thing, too, is like, here's just me talking about things I've seen. But
Like crazy talk. It didn't sound like, okay, Paul McCartney,
right?
He slipped.
I never should have said the Paul McCartney thing. You're so hung up on it.
Is that the craziest one that he said?
I think it's up there.
Okay.
Wait, I want to know what you think about all this.
You guys are kind of talking me into it. I like that they're bent and that they're super hot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I believe in the balls of light either. If I had to say what if the balls of light definitely exist and I had to say what they are, I would say that they're just the aliens. I would say that they are the aliens.
Yeah.
And they come down and they like do their little design. They go like, maybe the fucking morons will figure this out.
Yeah.
Let's get back out of here before they shoot us with their farmer shotguns. It's interesting. I don't know, man. Like, you definitely kind of changed my mind a little bit, because I bought those dudes with the 2x4 or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't know that crop circles actually weren't broken.
I got lots of pictures I can show you later.
And there's a lot of like crazy stuff too, where like if you in these crop circles that have just formed when you go in there, they do affect your electricity.
Yeah,
you know
but
why
so.
That is? I mean, at least why I think it is. They found a lot of iron oxide impacted in every stem and seed head and in the soil that looked like it had beaded on everything because it got pulled from the soil and sent to molten point. So it all beaded all over the surface. So whatever electromagnetic thing they were doing is kind of making like a electromagnetic pulse around the whole thing.
Yeah, and another crazy... Well, I saw one where this guy was out in the swamp, and he was like... And there's video of this. He's like, I saw a UFO. I went to look at it, and I found this circle. It was basically a crop circle that had happened in reeds underwater.
Mm-hmm.
But since it was underwater, all the reeds were hollow, and they had formed all laying down. And so they floated up like 3 feet.
Oh, crazy. That's weird.
And it was like... It was... I mean, I hadn't seen that before.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Hmm.
It was cool.
I mean... I haven't seen any of this before. But Fred, thanks for being here.
Thank you for putting up with me.
Thanks,
once again...
The ignorant of all of it.
We're giving away audiobooks. It's called 5 Minutes to Kill, Fred Stoller.
We'll give one to Kyle. Well, you get one, Kyle, because you
he
called in.
It. Thank you.
Yeah, if you're a member of our Patreon, just ask. We'll send you one. Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi.
I gave you the codes, and
we got the codes.
First 10 are taken.
We'll start from the bottom.
Yes,
and we'll work up.
Yes.
So that anything else you want to plug?
That's about it. I mean, if anyone, I feel guilty when I do the app Cameo. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you have one.
I'm taking money from just going, hey,
that's okay.
Get off
they
the phone.
Have or, they have the money, or they wouldn't.
Yes,
be asking.
Yes. that's about it right now. I'm gonna be on something, but I'll plug it when it airs.
Okay.
I don't want to jinx it.
Well, thanks again for,
thank you.
For being here.
Thank
Look
you.
Up Fred Stoller on Cameo.
It was fun.
Go to our Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. And remember, everything, no. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Stay tuned for the bonus.
Woo!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life More Sci-Fi. The candles are lit and so are we. The topics are off, and so are our shirts. We're talking topless to our good friend, author and comedian, Fred Stoller.
Is this audio only? That's the joke, where we're pretending we're topless?
It well, used to be, but now it's video, too.
Okay. Now they can see us and know that we're liars.
They know the gag.
I have a boring topic.
Oh, well, yeah?
While I was obsessed with Family Feud...
I love
yeah,
Family
I
Feud.
Do too.
I have questions.
Who's your favorite host, first of all?
Yeah.
Well, this is my theory. I think Steve Harvey heard that they made fun of Louis Anderson for being unenthusiastic. So probably said, dude, you got to really amp it up or you'll lose your job. So it just seems fake. Like, I like when he's, yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
You know, and, yeah, and he's done. And he like, oh, like fake laughs, like laughing at things.
And
like,
the answer's supposed to be sexual. So, but he still freaks out like, what did you just say?
Yeah, she does that holding his stomach.
He like, does a lot of gym takes where he just looks at the camera.
Yeah, so.
yeah, where he can't believe it. He's just like.
I got really into it recently because. I you know, for a while, you know, I have all the streaming, but I got rid of cable. But then I have the YouTube TV where you could watch, like, Channel 9 again. I didn't have that for a while. You know, regular channels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can do that with YouTube?
So then...
Yeah, they do like
It's very smart because it's against the news where you don't want to deal with, you know, Ukraine or these mass shootings. So it's just... And I'm a liberal softy where I do root for the black guys, things, because my whole life, and it's every episode is a black family against a white family, and there's just so many questions I have, like, why did they pass? No, they used to pass. They always go, we'll play.
They always play. Even when it's the hardest shit, and there's like seven answers, they still
we'll get
play.
It. Yeah,
you're never gonna get seven answers.
And the thing is, like, even if they ask 100 people, like, what if the 100 people are morons?
I know,
say,
that's scary.
What's the number one ingredient in chocolate chip cookies? What if they're all morons and say a ladder? You know, like, why is it always? You know what I mean?
No, that's the thing. It's like, I'm pretty sure they just go out onto Hollywood Boulevard and say,
what if they're all
idiots?
What do you think?
I thought that
no,
I would
they're
get
all
asked
idiots.
One day. A survey for Family Feud. Because, like, I always grew up watching 100 survey, 100 people. I'm like, oh, maybe they'll get me one day.
Yes. But I got obsessed with it because I'm also a softie. Where I see in the final round they're not going to win, I change the channel. I can't take it. I can't take the pain.
Oh, it's so stressful when they're up there and like, what's a month? Yeah. Tuesday.
But sometimes they'll do a thing like name, and they did this like a political party. Like either you say Republican or Democrat, you're going to get 50. You know, it's like, so sometimes those finals are easy. Sometimes I like the ones when they go, on a scale of, we ask 100, on a scale of 1 to 10, how sexual are you? Is it the guy they're asking or the 100 people? So they get confused. So I just love just thinking, I love when they have to high five even when they suck. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Good answer.
Even though it's the worst fucking answer.
So I don't know what, there's some magic about that show. It's been on 40 years.
It's amazing.
I remember when it came on with Richard Dawson. And he would kiss everybody on the lips. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And
gross.
So I don't mean to hijack the topic. I don't know how much.
What was the order? It was Richard Dawson, and then that guy who.
There was a guy who killed himself.
Yeah.
It was Ray Combs.
Hey, this is Willie. Thank you so much for listening. This is a taste of what we do every week. We go a little bit deeper with our guests, and we also have an extra bonus episode. We have different Patreon tiers. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Even if you just want to support us, you know, we have a tier that's $1 a month. You get 4 extra episodes of us shooting the shit every week. Well, 4 extra episodes a month. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening to us. Go check out our Twitch, our Instagram. We're doing new stuff every week. All the other things. Thank you.